ISONE publishes draft 2026 work plan, written by John Lampson and read by an automated voice. Capacity auction alterations, a new asset condition reviewer role, parallel transmission planning efforts, new reserve products, pay for performance changes and interconnection modifications are likely to be on the docket for ISONE in 2026. The RTO's draft 2026 annual work plan, published in advance of the NEE Pool Participants Committee's meeting October 9, includes continued work on several major ongoing projects and outlines potential new initiatives related to dynamic operating reserves, PFP adjustments and surplus interconnection service. The capacity auction reform, or CAR project, will continue to be the RTO's main market development focus. The second phase of CAR, which is scheduled to run throughout 2026, will focus on overhauling the RTO's capacity accreditation methodology and splitting annual capacity commitment periods into distinct summer and winter seasons. ISO New England plans to seek technical committee votes in November on the first phase of the project, centered around the transition to a prompt market, followed by a PC vote in December. Other projects for 2026 include ISO New England's effort to stand up a new asset condition reviewer role. The role is intended to provide increased transparency around pooled costs associated with upgrades to aging and degrading transmission infrastructure, which have ballooned in recent years. As ISO New England works to develop its in-house review capabilities over the next year, the ISO plans to use a consultant to begin reviewing some asset condition proposals in an interim phase and facilitate stakeholder review and discussion of the consultant's feedback, the RTO wrote in its work plan. Transmission planning. Also in 2026, ISO New England plans to evaluate and select a preferred transmission solution for the first longer-term transmission planning, or LTTP solicitation, which is intended to increase transmission capacity in Maine and help interconnect new onshore wind generation in the state. According to ISO New England spokesperson Randy Burlingame, the RTO received 6 qualified responses prior to the September 30th deadline. Burlingame declined to comment which companies submitted proposals, but said ISONE will publish summaries of the proposals within 60 days. ISONE wrote in the work plan that it plans to select a preferred solution as early as September 2026. Upon completing, reviewing and adjusting for any lessons learned from the 2025 cycle, the LTTP process could then proceed with a subsequent cycle, which would seek stakeholder input, the RTO added. In the third quarter of 2026, ISO New England plans to begin work to comply with FERC Order 1920, which establishes long-term planning requirements for grid operators. In February, FERC accepted ISONE's request to push back the compliance deadline for the order by 2 years, extending it to June 2027. The RTO has said the delay will enable it to implement and gain experience from conducting the first LTTP request for proposals. While New England's new LTTP framework accepted by FERC in July 2024 went far in complying with Order 1920, notable differences must be addressed, ISONE noted. The RTO said Order 1920 compliance discussions likely will include a focus on further including grid-enhancing technologies into transmission planning assessments, along with the development of a process for right-sizing asset condition upgrades as a way to address long-term needs. Dynamic operating reserves. To prepare the system for increasing variability in generation and demand, ISO New England is assessing and commencing development of dynamic, operating reserve demand curves for incremental quantities of existing real-time reserve products in amounts that vary during the operating day based on the system's near-term potential ramping needs, it wrote. The RTO is considering adding a 60 or 90-minute reserve product, which could include dynamically determined demand quantities, to prepare the system for unanticipated supply and demand changes. In a memo published in March, ISO New England wrote that to address increasing uncertainty and ramping requirements, it plans to develop a dynamic, real-time probabilistic forecast of the system's energy ramping needs, which could inform these new reserve products. The RTO plans to begin stakeholder discussions on these potential changes in the fourth quarter of 2026. Pay for performance. ISONE also wrote that changes may be needed to its PFP rules following a recent New England Power Generators Association, or NEPCA, complaint to FERC about serious flaws in the construct's design. In response to the complaint, ISO New England has said it is open to capping the PFP balancing ratio but opposed NEPCA's proposed changes to the stop-loss mechanism. The ISO may assess and discuss with stakeholders possible cost allocation-related revisions to the stop-loss mechanism and balancing ratio, depending on FERC action on NEPCA's filing, ISONE wrote in its work plan. Surplus interconnection service. Prior to the publication of the work plan, some stakeholders pushed ISO New England to pursue updates to surplus interconnection service rules, arguing that the RTO should allow increased flexibility for interconnecting resources that are willing to accept limitations based on the existing capacity resources at an interconnection point. ISONE wrote that it plans to initiate discussions with stakeholders in the first quarter of 2026 to identify the objectives, issues and scenarios driving stakeholders' inquiries around existing and future access and use of assigned interconnection service rules. Following initial discussions, the RTO plans to conduct a gap analysis of the use cases against the existing interconnection rules to determine the scope of potential solutions, which would inform additional stakeholder discussions on potential rule changes. ISONE is scheduled to complete its first cluster interconnection study under Transitional Order 2023 rules in August 2026. The next cluster study will begin in October 2026. Other initiatives. The work plan includes initiatives intended to improve ISO New England's modeling of inverter-based resources, boost cybersecurity, and deploy a new market clearing platform. The RTO also plans to publish a report on the performance of its new day-ahead ancillary services market that will include any potential recommendations for enhancements. The ISO will discuss the draft work plan with NEPOOL members at the PC meeting in West Hartford, Connecticut, on October 9.